Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.
And a happy good afternoon to all of you Southern Californians that take the time during the week at 12 noon to listen to the Astrology Hour. And I'm still continuing looking at personal degrees of rising. Okay, we do have a full board of calls now. So if somebody hangs up, I'll give out those lines. Today I'm going to do a topic that I think everybody needs to hear because it's important. And I haven't done it for a few months. And I think some of our beginners and some of our regulars need to hear this topic. And today's topic is called the chart ruler, because there is one planet in everyone's chart that is more important and more overpowering than any other single planet, including the sun sign and even sometimes the rising sign. Now, if you want to know how to find your chart ruler, you must know your rising sign. So if you don't know your rising sign, you should have gotten a chart. But at the same time, if you do know your rising sign, and on the astroscope, your rising sign is shown as the ascendant. Okay, as you're reading your astroscope, in the body of the report, it'll say something like it says in mine, ascendant in Libra. And ascendant is synonymous with rising. You cannot find your chart ruler unless you know your rising sign. So very, very important factors to be aware of in case you are trying to search and discover what your rising sign is. But at the same time, if you don't know what your rising sign is and you have your chart there, let me tell you this, that when you're looking at a natal chart, you are basically looking at the Earth in the middle of that chart. You are born at the top of the Earth, so the far left part of the chart would be the eastern horizon, where the sun normally rises. And that is the part of the chart we are concerned with when trying to identify rising sign. Get it? See, it's rising sign. I mean, that's the sign that happens to be rising where the sun rises. We're really getting smarter. You know, years ago, it just makes me laugh, because years ago, somebody tried to explain to me what a rising sign was prior to astrological awareness for me, and I sat there and went, what? So I can understand if some people are a bit confused. That's one thing about the joy of being Farley Malaris, because I have come from a place of ignorance is bliss, too, at one time, so at least I know how everyone relates. So once you have found that point on your wheel that is the rising sign, we're talking about the outer wheel, the outer circle, right? The far left edge. The far left edge in the middle. Or where the 9 would be located on the clock face. If you have a watch that has the 12 numbers, look at your watch and find where the 9 is. And that is where the rising sign would be. Now, all of our astroscopes have two numbers, two letters, and then two numbers again. And the two numbers, the first set, either above or to the left, will be your degrees of rising. And that's not as important as what your rising is today. The two letters are your rising signs. So find what those two letters mean on the bottom, where the abbreviations are. Basically, AR is Aries rising, and TA is Taurus rising, GE is Gemini rising, CN is Cancer rising, and then LE is Leo rising, and VI Virgo, LI Libra, SC Scorpio, SA Sag, then CP Capricorn, AQ Aquarius, and PI Pisces. Isn't that fun? We're learning together. So once you have found your rising sign, then you're on the road to discovering what your chart ruler is. Now, on a piece of paper, I want you to list all 12 signs, all right? Let's get your pens out, and let's list them all. Aries, in order, and from top to bottom. Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, and then Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius. And then Pisces. Can't forget the fish. Okay, and on top of that column, you write rising signs. Draw a line to the right side of that, and then next to that column, write ruling planet, because I'm going to teach you the ruling planets of all the signs today, and we're going to make this a class. Once again, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Now, to get into astrology and understand astrology in some advanced ways, you must know which planets control and rule and do their best in which signs. And that's why each and every sign of the zodiac has a planet that it loves more than any other, unless there's a planet we call exalted, you know, which happens to be sometimes better than a ruling planet. In order for us to find chart ruler, we need to know which planet rules the sign of our rising. So, you got that column. In the second column under ruling planet, the planet that rules Aries is Mars. So write out Mars next to Aries. And the planet that rules Taurus is Venus. And this is, as eternity goes on, as far as I'm ever aware of, these ruling planets are not going to change that much. Unless we discover more planets, which I kind of doubt at this point, these are the planets that rule the signs, at least from what I have found. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, so write Mercury next to Gemini. Cancer is a biggie. Okay, Cancer and Leo happen to be important signs because Cancer rules the maternal part of the zodiac and Leo rules the paternal part of the zodiac. It's like mommy and daddy. That is why Cancer gets a biggie, the moon, which is very close to the Earth, and we call this a luminary, but for this topic today, we're going to still call it a ruling planet. And Leo is ruled by the sun. So hence, that is why a lot of Leo and Leonine people seem to overwhelm the rest of us. Because they're coming from a star power force, and we're coming from tiny little planets that are overwhelmed by that solar energy. That's the validation in astrology right there. The fact that most Leos, like myself, are so gregarious and enthusiastic and outgoing and passionate and all that stuff. It's like, we have this runaway energy and we don't know what to do with it. It's just bursting out of ourselves. Okay, the ruling planet of Virgo is Mercury, little Mercury. Again, now notice that Mercury rules two signs. That's right. It's an important planet because it covers two signs, Gemini and Virgo. And then Venus also is a biggie because it covers two signs. As we move on to Libra, Venus is the planet that controls Libran vibration. And then Scorpio is an intense sign because its ruler is mysterious Pluto. Yes, Pluto. And then Sagittarius, here's a biggie, Jupiter, the biggest planet, is the ruler of jovial Sag. And then the karma planet, Saturn, is the ruling planet of Capricorn. And then as we go to Aquarius, the strange, mystical astrology planet, Uranus, is the ruler of Aquarius. And then finally, Pisces gets the strangest of all the planets, I think, Neptune, is lord of Pisces and ruling planet. Now, you can either call these planets ruling planets or lords, but it is important to memorize, in my opinion, which planets rule which signs. I'll tell you why. Because once in a while, when you look at your astrology chart, you're going to find out that you have an empty house. Like, for example, my fourth house is empty, but it is ruled by Capricorn because I'm Libra rising. See, Libra's on my first house cusp rising, Scorpio's on my second house cusp, Sag is on my third house cusp, and Capricorn rules my fourth house. And even though I have no planets in there, because I know that Saturn is ruling planet to Capricorn now, I know that everything that goes on with my home is directly proportional to what's going on with the planet Saturn in my chart. And once again, Saturn is in Leo, it's in my 11th house, and it is trine Jupiter, so my home and my residence is directly proportional, obviously, to Saturnian effects, or career. And because Saturn is career, guess what? My career is in my home. The Astrology Hour office is at my home. So we have 4 or 5 computers in my loft apartment, and it's jammed up. You walk in there, it's like a wizard's cave, I guess. And that's why a lot of Libra risings work in home, because they have Capricorn, the career sign, on the fourth house cusp, and Saturn is the ruling planet. So you can really find out what is going on in your empty houses by knowing the ruling planets of the signs on the cusps. So aren't you glad you took the time to write this down? A couple of you lazy bums out there, that, why didn't I write this down? I didn't record the show. Okay, now, continuing with this, most important part of today's topic is when you know what your rising is, now you know what your chart ruler is. Because just like every sign has a ruling planet that controls what goes on in that house, the ruling planet that rules the sign on your rising is the planet that controls what goes on in your life. And that's why we call it chart ruler, our power planet in the chart. See, so even those people that are Scorpio rising that have itty-bitty Pluto, right, you think Pluto is a little planet. Pluto has chakras and massive cosmic effect, just like any other planet in the solar system. Otherwise, it would have been flung out into space. It would have been boomerang-rang-ranged out in space somewhere. But that didn't happen. In fact, Pluto and Neptune are so intense because they are so far away from the sun that they actually encircle the entire solar system. It's like they're the skin of this system. They're the outer shell. So never ever put down the size of a planet, because cosmically speaking, the etheric effect, the cosmic and the chakra effect from even the smaller planets like Mercury and Pluto and Venus are very, very intense. So you got it. If you're Aries rising, Mars is your chart ruler. And that is why Aries rising people are so go-getting type people. They're high-energy people. And that is why particularly women that are interested in men, if they're Aries rising with Mars as your chart ruler, you got it. Aries rising women that are heterosexual are going to have major lessons and major catalyzers from men because Mars being their chart ruler. Going down, like I say, Taurus and Libra risings, Venus would be the chart ruler for both of them. And then Gemini and Virgo risings, Mercury would be their chart ruler. And then for Cancer, the Moon is your chart ruler. And for Leo rising, the Sun. That's why they're so magnanimous. And then for Scorpio rising, Pluto is your chart ruler. Sag rising has Jupiter as their chart ruler. Capricorn rising has Saturn as your chart ruler. And then Aquarius rising, Uranus, with Pisces rising, Neptune. Now, people say, okay, Farley, we got the chart ruler. What's the big deal here? Well, I'll tell you what the big deal is. In my personal research and my personal studies throughout the years, I have found that natal aspects to the chart ruler will really tell you who you are and where you are coming from. As far as major focus in your life, I think we would zero in on the chart ruler's location in the natal chart and how it's aspected. That's point number one. Now, let's use Farley as a guinea pig, because we always do, even though I'm trying hard to be other than that. My Libra rising, Venus is my chart ruler. So the question is, who is Farley Malaris? And the answer is the chart ruler. Venus, number one, planet of love. That's point one. I'm a loving guy. Number two, beauty also, right? Number three, it's in Cancer. Hence my emotional needs. Very, very important. Extremely sensitive. Because I am Libra rising and I am heterosexual. Women, okay? Women have been major teachers and major catalyzers. As you know, my main guide is a female also, and my mother has had a major effect on my life, as you know, because Cancer rules mother. So Venus in Cancer, it's in the ninth house of philosophy, hence the teacher, and travel, hence the wanderer, and it is square Neptune in Libra. And that would mean also some of my self-destructive tendencies in the past, the hippie years, and also my experimentation with relationships, and awesome manipulative ability, okay, as we know, Venus square Neptune, Cancer, Libra. And then I have Venus conjunct Uranus. Uranus rules intellect, science, and astrology. And that Uranus is in Gemini, which is psychologist, and it's in the ninth house, so hence you have me. You have, what you can do by analyzing your chart ruler alone is find out who and what a person is all about, just by looking at the chart ruler. Now, major point of this topic is to find out when some of the more critical cycles of your life are happening. I feel over and above a Saturn return, or a midlife crisis transit, or a Mars return, or a lunar return, or a solar return, is watch the transits to your chart ruler. Point of information, the biggest transformation I ever went through in my life was when Saturn was in Cancer, conjunct my Venus. I almost died from a stomach problem, had a catastrophic marriage, and I was propelled into metaphysics, meditation, astrology, and I had miracles and visions affect my life. Question is, let me know when Saturn's going into Cancer again after that one, right? But, you know, at the same time, now Saturn is opposed my Venus, and also Uranus is opposed my Venus. Now, I just went through a Pluto trine my Venus. The whole establishment of this show, of the Astrology Hour, occurred with Pluto in Scorpio, early Scorpio, trine my chart ruler. So needless to say, this obviously has been the best and the happiest time of my life with my chart ruler going through that long 2-3 year trine. Right now I'm going through my major adjustment and adaptation period in my life with Saturn and Uranus opposed my chart ruler. When you find your chart ruler, you might notice it's elongated or long-term stress transit or positive transit, and then a lot of the questions as to what's been going on in your life will be answered. So in lieu of any personal question you might have today, or in case you would like to not look at your rising degree, then you may participate in the topic, and we will analyze your chart ruler to try to discover more of who you are and what you're going through, and that might help you. I think this is a vital topic, don't you? I really think this is a very important topic. Some of the topics we've been throwing at you lately, you know, you might think you're from another planet. You're going, is this really Earth, 20th century Los Angeles? And the answer is no, it's not. In fact, we're about 15 light years from the Orion constellation, and we're freaking out here. Okay. Yeah, the chart ruler. You know, it's funny because if we look at each individual chart ruler, and we're going to go through them now, We've already talked about Aries with Mars and the emphasis of the male influence, men. If you're a man with an Aries rising, sometimes that macho effect is important. If you're a woman with Aries rising, relationships are always focalized, right? And then people with Taurus rising or Libra rising, because Venus is the chart ruler in both of those, money, right, and love. Seems like money and love are constantly issues with Taurus and Libra rising because Venus is that chart ruler. And then if you're a Gemini or Virgo rising, Mercury. You know, all these people, Gemini and Virgo risings not often compatible, are very much similar because they're always into analyzing. Let's talk about this. Let's figure this out. Figures, numbers, communications, letters, books, magazines, TV, radio, anything media, anything in the mind, because Mercury emphasizes their life. Then you get the Cancer risings, the puppy dogs of the zodiac, right? And these are the ones because the moon is their chart ruler, so soft, so sensitive, so incredibly emotional for Cancer rising. That's why their lives are focused on emotions and often the mother, because Cancer rules the mother and so does the moon. And Leo risings have a focus on their fathers, the sun, and these people also focus on fun, on partying, on creativity, on dramatics, on movies, on excitement and adventure, going wild, sometimes staying in control, bossing people, taking over, you know. That's all those things the Leo are. And then a Scorpio rising, with Pluto being their chart ruler, these people are very, very intense, many times introvert, but oftentimes they hide a lot. There's a lot of mysteries because Pluto is a very mysterious planet, so Scorpio rising people hence have much under the surface and sometimes seem to explode with their emotion, whether it's in bed or whether it's in rage, whatever, they seem to come out with it. And then Sag rising with Jupiter as their lord, right, their chart ruler, these people are the most independent, and they also are very extreme in their emotions, either being extremely happy and jovial, or if they get mad, then they explode with that from the fire rising of Sag. And they are known to be runners, too, because Sag is freedom and it's also travel, so when a Sag rising gets uptight and out of sight, many times they'll bail out, too. They'll run, they'll catch a plane or a train or whatever. Now, Capricorn risings with Saturn as their chart ruler, that's why every time they call, 9 times out of 10, they want to know about their career. Because Saturn is the career planet, Capricorn risings can suffer because of that, because they get obsessed with things they think they need or ladders they think they must climb. And also, there is a lot to learn when you're Capricorn rising concerning your identity and your appearance and yourself. Because that rising is the self point. What does rising mean? Well, it's the I am factor. It's who am I? It's what is my part in the God role? What is my unique pattern in the role in this dimension? What's your rising sign, in my opinion? And then Aquarius risings have Uranus as their chart ruler, and that's why they're subject to change more than any of the rising signs. And that's why sometimes they seem to be a bit more intellectual, or a little bit more off-center, a little bit more, I would say, sometimes unorthodox, but people that are also very witty and brainy sometimes. Then the most psychic, with Pisces rising and Neptune being their lord, and these people can be either flaky, drugged out, self-destructive, or the most enlightened, the most spiritual, the most psychic. They walk a fine line here, Pisces rising people, because they are so sensitive and vulnerable, many of us feel that Neptune is a transmitter to higher levels, to other dimensions. And Pisces risings can feel this, and sometimes they get frightened by it. So they don't prepare themselves psychically and spiritually, they can blow themselves away. They can smoke a joint, snort some coke, take some heroin or such, get drunk. But the most evolved of the rising signs, Pisces, if they aren't self-destructive, wow, what beautiful sages and spiritual heralds they become. So, you know, I want you to get into your chart ruler, and as part of today's lessons, your homework is to memorize the ruling planets of each sign and know which planet controls each and every house of your chart. And that way, when you're looking at your chart, you can start referring back and looking at seventh house activities and always referring back to that ruling planet. You see, that's how astrology works. It's a science of correlations. And to find out really what's going on in any one house, not only do we look at what planets are natally in that house, we also look at what planets are transiting that house, but we always behold and embrace the most important planet concerning house activity, the ruling planet of that sign. So if you learn anything from today's show, know your ruling planets, know your chart ruler, know where they are, know how they're aspected, know how they're being transited, and always refer back to the houses they control to understand your lives more precisely, more distinctly. Okay, let's go to the phones. Katie is a Pisces member. There's one of those Aries rising. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, I hope you enjoyed this topic.
Oh, I most certainly did. I just learned what my real rising sign is.
All right. Thank you.
I thought it was an Aries, but it's a Aquarius.
Oh, you mean you stumbled around and you finally found it?
I most certainly did.
Okay, did you want me to look at your chart ruler?
I'd love to.
Okay, do you know what sign your Uranus is in? I think it's in Leo. You have to know what, let's see, okay, what degree is your Aquarius rising?
2938.
Okay, that helps. Now let me see if I can find your chart ruler with this computer brain of mine. Aquarius, let's see, Leo, so Uranus would be in your sixth house of work. Okay, so your chart ruler, Uranus, is in the sign of Leo, which rules family, and it's square Neptune in Scorpio. Now, have you had some karma working with family members, perhaps?
Yes.
Okay, that's what your chart ruler is all about. Part of your purpose in life and the reason why you were born was to absolve this, overcome this barrier with family in career and business. And by the way, ill health can manifest if you don't manage this part of your life properly. As you know, you can drive yourself nuts with this. Okay?
Okay.
Heavy. It's pretty heavy, isn't it?
You're not kidding.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, this chart ruler stuff, we really start zeroing in on what's going on. Let's go to Michael now, a Sag. Yo, Michael.
Howdy.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Do you understand anything that's going on in this show?
Well, what I really wanted to know is my girlfriend and I were having a discussion, and she wants to start real estate school.
What's her birthday?
With Aquarius rising. Her birthday is October 20th, 1957.
I would think that if this woman decided she wanted to go to real estate school, that she could probably end up making a fortune.
Well, see, what she's doing is she has to start Monday at 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
And she says there's a void course, moon will be in void course or something at 8:07. So she can't start her real estate until they only have, like, you can only start it the first Monday of every month.
Mm-hmm. Well, if so she's, now wait a second,
to start over again.
Michael, if she starts at 6 o'clock, that's okay. Does the class start at 6 o'clock?
It starts at 6, and it gets over at 10, she said, so that would be right in the middle of her void course.
Doesn't matter. The chart of her starting the class is not during a void course moon. The moon goes void course after she starts the class. Tell her, in my opinion, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Now, when you have a void course moon attached to a new beginning, like I hope the Lakers don't clinch the Western Division during a void course moon, because that would be the only thing to prevent them from winning the whole thing. Unless the Lakers do that, they appear to be a shoe-in here, because Magic Johnson's chart, I'll tell you about Magic's chart, with Jupiter and Taurus during the playoffs, he has shown the best playoffs of his career, because Jupiter is both trying his Venus and his Mars in Virgo. So Magic is going to be fired up. We're going to see some excitement in this playoff. Magic, are you listening? Let's go to Z now on line number 3, a Taurus Cancer rising. Hello?
Well, hello there.
How are you?
I'm fine. How have you been?
Pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that. I'd like to have a yearly forecast.
A yearly forecast?
Well, you know, roughly, for my birthday.
You mean a solar return?
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever, Farley. Well, Z, you got a Capricorn moon for your solar return,
yeah.
And it may be void course if your solar return is after 11:19 in the morning, because we'll have a void course moon most of the day that day.
Right.
But sometimes solar returns happen a day before, so you'll have to send for that to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Sun-Jupiter conjunction, so you're going to probably have a lot of fun. They're both trying Neptune, so you're showing lots of laughs.
Yeah.
Relationships look like a hot topic for you. I don't know if it's going to be all that good, but it still looks like a hot topic for you.
Yes.
And you will have that Saturn-Uranus conjunction in Capricorn with Venus in conjunct both. Venus will be quinx, both of them. So strange experiences with women and money coming up for this year for you.
Yeah.
Very psychological year with Mercury and Venus in Gemini. Lots of communication. Lots of work will get done on paper and through the phone. Okay?
Great. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go to Josh on line 4, Aries Virgo rising. Yo, Josh.
Yo, Farley, what's up?
Hey, JC.
Not much.
Last guy I knew with that initials had a real heavy experience. Okay, what can we do for you?
DJC?
Possibly. Perhaps. What can we do for you?
All right. Well, I've got Virgo rising at 6 degrees, 35 minutes, and Pluto and Uranus both at 16 degrees Virgo, 48 retrograde.
They're all in your rising?
Uh-huh.
Let's focus on the rising and forget the other Virgo planets right now.
Okay.
A need to handle emotional highs and lows, a tendency to keep repeating past mistakes, a reliving of the past. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Joyce now, Virgo Aquarius rising. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
Good.
Did you need to hear that topic today?
Yeah, I love the topic.
All right.
Let's stick with the topic.
Yeah.
You got a lot of Aquarius rising today.
Yeah, well, you know, isn't it funny how the show works like that?
Yeah.
They seem to call up in waves. It's like, here come the Leo risings, yeah. Here come the Virgo risings, yeah. Now the Aquarius risings. So what can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to hear about the topic.
Oh, okay, good, that's great. So what degree is your Aquarius rising?
5.
All right, and you would have Uranus in Taurus.
Right.
In the 4th house.
Right.
And your Uranus is trine Neptune. What house is that in?
Neptune's in 8.
Wow, okay. Did you inherit some money?
No, not yet.
Okay. I would think that your chart ruler, being in the 4th house there, there may be some kind of real personal attachment all your life with your home, with your residence, with your mother,
right.
And also with possibly real estate gain. Do you relate to that?
Yeah, I do relate to that.
Okay. And also, Uranus in Taurus, trine Neptune in Virgo, would be a spiritual effect, almost a metaphysical home, a spiritual home where maybe teaching or exchanging would go on.
That's interesting. I've been in AA for 20 years.
Hmm. So you've had meetings there.
Right.
Amazing, see?
Right. And that is the spiritual home, AA is.
And that's where you get your identity from a lot of that power there.
Right.
Okay, isn't that heavy?
That's terrific.
The chart ruler blows my mind. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It blows my mind. Let's go to Randy on line 7, a double Scorpio. Hey, Rand.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
Great. Yeah, I'm a double Scorpio.
So, what would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know what you see for me coming up in my love life.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're not going with anybody now?
Yes, I have a Taurus boyfriend with a Gemini ascendant, and he's on the road quite a bit, and I don't know, what do you see?
Well, it's a real karmic thing, you know, like you people born in 52 are more meant to be counselors for those of us in relationships, but you still choose to participate, and sometimes participating can be a bit more painful. So, this particular time in your life, you're going through a lot of changes with all men, not just him.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much longer this one's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
You were shown meeting someone new a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
but you probably sidestepped that because you wanted to protect your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I still think that you are going through a lot of changes, and next year at this time, you'll probably find yourself in a whole new world with relationships. Yeah. All different people.
With Pluto in my ascendant right now,
yeah,
and it's squaring Pluto natally, What would that mean?
Well, it's part of the midlife crisis transit.
Oh.
Uranus opposed Uranus, Neptune square Neptune, and Pluto square Pluto. It goes on till you're like 44. It happens to all people, and everyone goes through usually a rebirth of some kind, major rebirth in many areas. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go over here to line number 1 and talk to Sophia, who is a Aquarius Scorpio rising. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
How are you?
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. I wanted to talk to you about this Scorpio rising Pluto chart ruler.
Okay, what house and sign is it in?
It's in Leo 10th house.
Wow. Your identity is connected with family from Leo and career from 10th house.
Uh-huh. I've had a long-term illness.
You did?
I have.
Yeah, sometimes Scorpio risings, they put themselves through this life and death transformation where if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, like Scorpio moons also, I went through the same thing where I almost died and I had to go through this heavy transition before I could pull out. Are you okay now?
It's going to be a few weeks, yeah.
There's still some questions, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you also have Saturn in Scorpio that is square your chart ruler.
Uh-huh.
So you have Saturn in the sign of life and death in square to Pluto, which is the lord of Scorpio, which is also your rising sign. So there's a lot going on here. Actually, you know what? You just went through a Mars transit. See, with Mars in Aquarius, it's going to T-square that Saturn-Pluto in your chart.
Uh-huh.
So I think, you're going to find out a lot with what's going on in the next couple weeks. Then that transit will be over, thank God. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I hope you're okay. I'll pray for you. In fact, I will send you a bolt of white light to make you healthy, and hopefully that will help.
Thank you, Father.
But, you know, what I want you to do is pray a lot, you know, pray real deeply and spend time doing it and center yourself. And focus on a magnificent snowball white aura around you and through your body. And then meditate on all your vital organs being green. And that may help, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think the problem is that we focus on so much negativity sometimes. And then when we're focusing on negativity, do you know what a lot of people do when they're negative? They eat. One thing about eating is you should be happy and loving and thinking good things. Because a lot of us eat meat, even fish and chicken. And when you eat a dead animal or a dead fish, that's a sacrifice. So what you're doing is you're not only thinking negative evil thoughts or bad thoughts about your life, but then you're sacrificing a chicken into your body. And you think, well, it's only chicken or fish, it's not red meat. But it's still meat, it's still an animal. And, of course, there is a sacred connotation connected with sacrificing an animal into your body when your thought processes are going on. That's why a lot of people can develop illness and bad health, because when they eat, they're sacrificing animals into their body and they're thinking negative thoughts. So that's why when you eat, you should make it a celebration and not worry so much. It might help you become healthier. I'm not guaranteeing it, but it may help. Okay, ever thought of that, huh? Let's go to Joseph on line two. And before somebody's sitting there sacrificing a piece of chicken listening to the show. Just bless the chicken when you eat it. Go, God bless this chicken. God bless you, little chicken. I'm so sorry. I think I'll have a banana. Oh, banana's got spirit too, Farley. What am I going to do? Joe is a Libra with Cancer rising. Hi, Joe.
How you doing? You heard the one about the chicken that was dying?
Did I hear the one about the chicken that was dying?
The lady killed the chicken that was well, made chicken soup, and fed it to the other chicken. The chicken got well.
Oh. I don't know if that's funny or sick, Joe. I'll have to think about it.
All right. My rising sign is Leo. Excuse me. That's my moon. Excuse me.
Cancer what?
Cancer 11 degrees, 54.
Do you want to know what the essence of Cancer 11 is?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The ability to laugh at one's shortcomings and bad habits. A desire to look less seriously at life, a beginning of self-realization and openness. Sounds like you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Let's go to Robert now. Gamblin' Bob on line three. Libra Sag rising.
How you doing, Farley?
Hey, Gamblin.
Oh, pretty good. Things have been very good in the last couple of weeks. I've been listening to you about the Sag rising, and I've got that 29 degrees Sag 43 minutes. And it's very true what you say about Sag risings, except that it seems like I've only got, 17 minutes of Sag in that first house, and the rest is all Capricorn, you know?
Right. Well, that's what the fun thing is about astrology.
That's very true.
It creates tremendous uniqueness because there's two vibrations in each house,
Yeah. Unless
you're a zero rising sign.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's 29? I'm anxious to hear this.
A desire for respectability, a need to learn to love in depth. An awakening to the loneliness of a shallow existence.
Hmm.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Joanne now, a double Aquarius. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, you, Joe. When I was a kid, I used to always, imitate that crazy Guggenheim on Jackie Gleason. My mom would be cooking a dinner, and I'd come in and go, hi, you, Joe. And she'd go, shut up, get out of here. What can we do for you?
Okay, it's kind of complicated. You ready?
Oh, real good. A test.
No, I was looking at my chart ruler, and it's Uranus, and it's quinx to the Sun and to the Ascendant. It's trine to Mars, and then it's part of this grand square. So, now what do I do?
How about 50 past lives all combined into one? What house is that Uranus in?
Fifth.
Okay, there appears to be a lot of karma with family, children, creativity, the mother. And you said it was trine Mars?
Trine to Mars.
Okay, so men obviously would be positive teachers for you in most cases. And Uranus square the Ascendant would be...
Quinx
would be low self-esteem holding you down if you have that, or being insecure because it's in Cancer.
Uh-huh.
But, usually when there's that much going on with a chart ruler, when something's transiting your chart ruler, like you're having a Neptune oppose Uranus
right. This
year.
Right.
So... either things would be cooking for you, or you might not feel like doing anything. Lethargy could be at an all-time high. Which one is it?
It's kind of like a massive change, so I am quiet and not doing much, but I feel incredible deep change.
It's like the mouse that's afraid to come out of the house because they're afraid the cat might pounce on him or something. See you, Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Deborah now on line five, a Cancer Libra rising. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Excited about the weekend. I'm going to see the Cardinals-Dodgers series.
That's great.
I'm having fun.
Well, I haven't been able to listen much lately because I've been working a lot. It's been flooding.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Deb. I mean, come on.
I picked up a little bit on the rising degrees, and I want mine if you haven't already given it.
What degree is it?
13 Libra 35.
I haven't given it.
Good.
See, so far we've done about 200 of these, and only duplicated just a couple, and all my students out there have been sitting there writing them all down. Libra 13?
Yeah.
Imagination of inner self is based upon past training in karmic cycle, a need to transpose creative imagery into constructive action, an instinct of accomplishing through creativity. Okay?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Let's go to Cindy on line number 6. Virgo Sag Rising. Hi, Sin.
Hi, Farley. How you doing?
Great.
I have a semi-selfish question.
Oh.
But it's about someone else.
Okay.
I'd like to know, he's a Libra with Cancer rising, 16 degrees. Yeah, 16.
What's the question, Sin?
I'm sorry.
Just ask me.
I'm just nervous. I'm sorry. Okay. I need to know if it looks good for him for looking for a job next week.
Okay, when's his birthday?
Okay, October 16th.
What year?
1953.
Okay, and what's his rising again? Cancer?
Cancer, 23.
That's okay. Take a couple deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Okay.
Not out through the ears, out through the mouth. Okay, here you go. Doo-doo. Okay, now this guy is in a money karma this last year, and he needs money. He may have a few bills here, and it doesn't appear that there's any end in sight as far as the bills. Now, he has shown a surge in employment, but it might not be immediate. It might take a little while for it to occur. I'm worried he might be a little bit too insecure right now, too. So he might need some emotional support from people that love him and such.
Well, see, we're going to make a major change. We're going to relocate, and he's going to go up.
Tell him to make a lot of resumes and a lot of applications on my advice, okay?
A lot of resumes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Does anything look good?
Looks great, hon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for your support because you keep us on the air. And that's another week in the can for Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I love you all for calling and getting involved.
Now it's Friday. I go meditate.
Have a nice day. We'll see you real soon. Weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon. Bye, everybody.